John Norquist has been a persistent and vocal critic of the Republican-crafted budget passed by the state Senate and Assembly. He says the GOP budget would severely hurt Milwaukee and even calls the plan racist. Republicans have been trying to ignore Norquist, calling him a lame duck because he planned to leave office in April. Now Norquist has announced he'll step down in January to take over the president's job at the Congress for the New Urbanism, a group that tries to stop urban sprawl. Norquist says his announcement should not weaken Milwaukee's position in the budget debate.
Okay, I'm a slightly lamer duck. You know, I mean, if I leave April 20th, I'm a lame duck. If I leave January 1, I'm a slightly lamer duck. I don't think it makes any difference at all.
In fact, Norquist says just yesterday he saw Governor Jim Doyle in Washington, D.C., and asked him to help Milwaukee in the budget battle. Come January, Milwaukee Common Council President Marvin Pratt will take over as acting mayor of Milwaukee. Pratt is slightly less certain that Norquist's early departure will have no effect on the budget.
I'm not going to say it doesn't matter at all. I think it matters some, but, you know, the governor has a constituency, too, and he has a constituency base here in the city of Milwaukee. You have to understand that he did carry the city of Milwaukee in his election. And so, you know, I think he's concerned about the residents here in the city, and he's going to, act accordingly.
Now, Doyle's budget proposal did make some cuts in Milwaukee, but Pratt and the departing Mayor Norquist say the Republicans' plan is much worse. The budget package goes back to the state Senate tomorrow for votes on small amendments. The document could hit the governor's desk within the next week. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.